packed up as quickly as I could, average off, because we were now the flying reds around, and we went back to Juba and across the ferry back to the hotel. And there I sort of scratched my head and said, what do we do now? And decided that I had anything to do with to go over there and do what I could find out what I could. So we loaded up our station wagon, and I hired, or borrowed, one of the Sudan Railway Station wagons, which were a part of the transport of the Juba Hotel. And I said, no, I didn't want their driver. My coxswain would do that, but the driving on the second vehicle, because I didn't know where we'd get to, how we'd get where. And we just loaded it up with extra petrol and a can of water. We always could carry a can of water around with us, a mosquito net, my shotgun, a spade, and some food. And the coxswain and I drove the front car, and the coxswain came along in the similar car behind me, and we then moved off on our way to somewhere which we didn't know, but nevertheless, we found him. It's rather amusing that I read in a book which was supposed to be the history of Imperial Airways and BOAC, when they made reference to this landing out at Farage, they made some comment about the place being 150 miles away from Juba, which was the nearest civilized place along through. I don't know, I'll look it up again and give the exact text. I've got it now. To Juba, the nearest point, though 150 miles away, over roadless, broken country. Stop. If I remember rightly, though it's a long time ago, of course, my trip meter said 105 miles, and I never went through this broken country. We followed the tracks which led us, and we had no trouble getting there. So it sounds nice in a history book, doesn't it? I agree that the track from Arpa, which was the nearest settlement that we hit, was a pretty ropey and pretty rough. But that was the sort of country we went through. If you got off the one or two normal so-called civilized roads, which of course were all only gravel tracks anyway, the skipper, John Alcock, had in fact made all sorts of arrangements for the passengers, etc. And from my point of view, I got organised to be able to take the passengers in the two station wagons that we've got, together with the mail. The mail must go through, was one of the precepts of the airline business in those days. So obviously we saw as much salvage mail as we could get, checked it out on the papers, and we took that and loaded that with what hand luggage we could find onto the two station wagons, and then started off. In fact, I didn't mention earlier, but although I seem to remember it was about 105 miles, it did in fact take us 5 hours to do the journey. But then that's not excessive when you think of the type of roads that we're travelling on, and not knowing the area at all. So it was a jolly good trip.